Penguin Audio presents The Nixon Defense, What He Knew and When He Knew It, by John Dean. Read for you by Joe Barrett. It occurs to me that at this point the central question is simply put, what did the president know and when did he know it? Question asked by Senator Howard H. Baker, Jr. during the testimony of John W. Dean before the Senate Watergate Committee, June 28, 1973. Preface. The report of the arrests in the early morning hours of June 17, 1972 of five men who had broken into the Watergate complex offices of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, wearing business suits and surgical gloves, their pockets stuffed with $100 bills, was something like a scene from a circa 1940s low-budget black-and-white gangster's B-movie. This caught-in-the-act stupidity seemed too dumb to be ours, since the undertaking was so conspicuously illegal and inexplicably risky, not to mention obviously bungled. But this political surveillance debacle did turn out to be ours, the work of a ham-fisted team of amateurs assembled by G. Gordon Liddy, a former Nixon White House staff member, who was then serving as general counsel of the finance operation of the committee.